You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.
Sure is. Matt Thompson was kind enough to say, yeah, I'll come back in. I'll come back in. And, oh, mate, hungry all alone here by himself. Yeah. I'm not alone, though. I've got Christina here as well. What's up, dog?
Ahoy.
And old mate Will is on the other side of the computer. Everyone's already had one whiskey to taste. And it's just like I remember.
Well, I thought it'd be rude not to while we're waiting.
No, it was great.
Listening to the ski report.
And I was commenting on the, is it the two-tone?
Yeah.
I was commenting on the finish. It just kind of disappears nicely. It doesn't have one of those sort of whiskey vibes that goes at the end. And you were like, yeah, that's actually the terminology that they use.
It's all malt, which gives a good mouthfeel, good finish. So we're not doing cocktail today. What we've got is a Hallertau and Thompson Whiskey collaboration, which is a barrel-aged stout.
Am I reading on the label, right on the front in bold, it says approximately 2.6 standard drinks in that beer?
Well, you're allowed, because it's hard to be really accurate with, like...
Still, that's quite a lot of beer for a one beer to be...
Oh, it is. It's 10%.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Good you point that out, or I might have forgotten. It's 10%. So even though it might be relatively expensive for a single beer on the shelf, you're getting 10%. So
power to weight ratio is good.
Good value, yeah.
No, it's good. It's important.
And so, obviously, it's barrel-aged stout, so it's been barrel-aged in an ex-Thompson whiskey barrel that we'd had Manuka smoked single malt in.
Oh, okay. So,
so it's picked out some flavours and some extra alcohols come back in.
This is because you are pretty much right out the back of Hallertau out there.
Yes, I am, yes.
So you guys are always sort of rubbing shoulders and whatnot, and someone was like, what are you doing with the barrels? Is that sort of how it went down?
Yeah. Which I'd always actually thought was a bit of a waste of a barrel, like a good barrel, put beer in it, it's kind of ruined. But actually... if I can get them back and put whiskey in, a beer barrel, a stout barrel that you then put whiskey into,
some chocolates,
the whiskey tastes really good
Well. Yeah, right on.
So it's actually really good.
And would you have to kind of rename the, would the whiskey be called something else at that point? Would it be that flavorful, or you know, to the point
it's got some that sort of soft, like some soft undertones.
Okay, you're pinching your fingers together here. I'm just letting everyone know what's going on.
Trying to think of the mouthfeel there. But unfortunately, since selling barrels to Hallertau for aging their stout, I've never got any back.
Shots fired. Okay, if you're listening.
It shows that they're good and they like using them. But if you want Jameson, there were a cask mates one with stout and it's really good.
Just while we're talking about barrels real quick, I'm thinking about the wood and I'm like, I'm holding up like a, like the wood's like an inch thick or sorry,
yeah,
like
is,
a couple
it
of
is.
Seven, okay, it's like it's metric or American an inch thick, yeah?
I'd say it's probably imperial inch.
Okay, yeah. How much liquid absorbs into that wood, like if of that inch? Do you know what I mean? Of the liquid in the barrel, like how does it work?
Yeah,
like,
I'd say... Well, if we're talking imperial, I'd say quarter.
Oh, so quite a lot.
Quarter to 3/8 of
it. Does actually soak into it quite decently.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Right. You can see, or you see it more in a wine barrel when you cut down the staves because the red wine, you can see sort of comes into it.
Cool.
But yeah, for this is heavily charred American ex-bourbon barrels that we've aged Manuka smoke whiskey in, and then the stout's gone in. And I find it
sounds
kind of
great
American
on paper.
Oak. It's got a lot of vanillins in it, and it works with whiskey and it works with beer. I find French oak a bit of a difficult combination with
beer. Like vanilla.
So we're going to open it now. And
do you need me to...
we're going to see which way this goes. This in a bottle, but I'm...
fucking nearly Friday.
Beautiful. I'm drooling. I can tell that story. Keep with that story, but keep pouring.
Oh, hell, it's black. It is a dark old beer. Ooh, oh, that looks vintage. Yeah. I've told you that I'm not a massive fan of the darker beers.
Well,
no worries.
I was talking to Killian at Hallertau today, who's
great name, by the way.
Is from Dublin, which would be the home of stout. So I was talking about stout and what I should say. And...
it does look, it looks like a sort of a sister to Guinness.
I'll drink out of the wine glass. I'm classy.
And this is made with a Pilsner malt as opposed, so stout is made from heavily toasted malt, so chocolate malt is really toasted, so there's virtually no fermentables left.
Feeling
and
that.
Normally an ale malt. But this is with a Pilsner malt, so it's a bit lighter. Okay. So of the stouts, perhaps this will suit you better.
Tufts is a good sell. Really good sell, that. I'm going in.
So let's try it.
You know that I'm about to drink because you can hear echo in my voice. That was almost synchronized, everyone.
Yeah. I thought the best part of that was going to be when you opened it, but that's a lie.
It's not annoying. Amazing. It is very chocolatey.
Maybe a little bit Marmite-y, but it's got that.
Maybe a little bit of vanilla in there. Or yeah. Did you say that?
That heavy, thick, stout, kind of good winter vibe.
So you're saying it's healthy for us if it's like Marmite, right?
A little bit of beer, isn't it? Yeah. Surely there's stuff in beer that's good for you in the sense that like one red wine's okay. Kind of
yeah.
thing.
I'd say this has got something in it that's good for you. You're not actually allowed to say that, though. I'll take that back
serious?
As a producer. Yeah, you're not allowed to allude to alcohol being good for you. So
what? Mm. No, alcohol's not good for you, but I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm drinking a beer, which consists of alcohol and heaps of other things.
Yeah.
So come at me. Who's got a problem here? What? I don't understand.
Well, it tastes great.
None of us are going to argue with you.
Man, people with words, eh? It gets tricky out there.
Yeah. So anyway, I was discussing with Killian today the history of stout and how it came about. And
keep rhyming, please.
And so... malt is made by malt is barley that's been sprouted and then toasted. It's the same for beer because beer it's the same for beer as it is for whiskey. You
right.
get barley and you sprout it and toast it, and then you ferment it. In the old days, some of the malt when the toasting technology wasn't that good, some of the malt at the bottom of the plate that it was getting toasted on would get burnt, and then
happy accident.
Yeah, well, I think this was. They'd then crush that up and ferment it and make a porter, which I think was a cheaper beer that porters drank. I don't know why.
Is it? It feels like a lot of these things are just like people scraping shit together to get shit-faced somehow, eh? Like back in the day, it was like not a lot of TV, obviously, and people just needed to get a buzz on. And so they were like, okay, what do we do? Oh, if I fuck that up, I burn it a bit. I'm still drinking it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little more exotic than, you know, like NyQuil or, you know, whiteout markers.
Yeah, well, totally.
But eventually it became, it's a cheaper beer, but then people started asking for it, and it was called porter, and then people wanted strong porter, which was called stout porter.
Right.
And then it became just stout, and it's...
Does it have to be a 1,000,000%? I feel like every time I have a stout beer, it's like, grunty. Like, this is surprisingly drinkable, gotta say.
Yeah.
Then I just straight bail. But does it always have to be quite a high percentage?
I don't know, but I think Guinness is around 5%.
Oh, really?
But because it's quite a special release, because it's a barrel aged one, so you want to kind of know that you're having a special beer here. So I think that's why we
take your time on it. Yeah,
ABV,
it's incredibly drinkable. Yeah. It's quite impressive.
And I have to say, it's a nice change after the whiskey. Like they work really well together, right? The whiskey was a little bit sweet. This is a little bit chocolatey. I feel like I'm having dessert.
I like the label. Just gives you all the facts. Hallertau 2019 Heritage. I'm reading too much now. So are you going to make a beer? Does this count?
Nah. No, I started the business because I like whiskey. That's what I make.
I
also like gin, but I like whiskey more.
Give me my barrels back.
Yeah.
I know, does it go to then 3-tone and 4-tone the more you go from whiskey?
Good question.
No, we did put out monotone, which 2-tone's been in 2 kinds of casks, then we put out monotone that had just been in 1 kind of cask, just because I wanted to call it whiskey monotone.
And that's very...
But it didn't sell very well, so I'd take it off the shelf.
Oh, have you got... Okay, here, you can bring one of those in for me, mate. Bring me in a monotone.
I've got like 3 left. I really like the label. It was just a cool project.
good on you.
And appropriate for the radio, I feel like. Music, whiskey...
Totally.
Yeah, we'll do that.
BFM was mono.
This is a very good...
Up until... Who knows? I think it's probably 70s or something.
Yeah. So there we go. So Farrow's and, I don't know, good.
Must be limited.
Alcohol merchants have this. Yeah, it's a limited beer release, but really nice for winter.
Can't get that many beers out of a couple of barrels, could you? Out of like a whiskey barrel? How big are the whiskey barrel? Normal size wine barrel?
I don't know how many the batch was, but who knows? Let's say 1,000 bottles. I don't know.
Right on.
It's not very many.
And sorry, where do we go? Apart from, you can probably get them out at Hallertau, but...
I haven't had the full debriefing on that.
Okay.
But Farrow's, and say Glengarry's and good...
Wait,
producers.
Don't tell it until, like, tell everybody tomorrow so we can run out and get it all tonight.
Yeah.
I do want to implore everyone to go and have a nudge on the Thompson whiskey if you haven't had a whack. We just had the 2-tone before, and it always surprises me how clean it is, Matt. It's fantastic.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Really, really good, bro. Thanks so much for coming up, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Enjoy
Thanks for bringing that special little beer.
Yeah, it's a nice excuse to pop out and have a beer and a whiskey. Yeah.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.